Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Zev Chaim and Chai Edel. You should have Refuah Shleima, B'sach Shochel Yisrael, and Dov Tzvi Ben Chaya. We are going to be learning together, Amir Tzashem B'Siyata Dishmaya, a beautiful drasha written by the Lubavitcher Rebbe and found in his notebooks after his death. In the year Tuf Shin Dalet, that's 1944, as World War II was raging, and the Lubavitcher Rebbe never stopped being Osek in Torah and Avoda, and this is a Tifa Jerusha he gives for a wedding that he never said. He writes Lo Ne'emar, but Baruch Hashem we have it Lidoros, and I give you full permission to listen and then say it over at any Jerusha, any chasana you want, any shever brachas you want. So he begins, and he says that first I want to give a bracha, that all the brachas of Kvod Kedushas Admor Shlita, his father-in-law, the Rebbe, should be Mekuyim. The Rebbe didn't become the Rebbe for another 7 years. So the previous Rebbe had given his brachas. He says all the brachas should be Mekuyim. The Gashmi is for Ruchnius. B'bnei Yisrael, Aleihem Amar Chazal, Shatorah Mokum Chiyusam. Chazal say the Torahs are Mokum Chiyus. Rabbi Akiva says, famous Mashal to Papas, that this fox is going on the river and he sees the fish and he says, why are you guys endangering yourself in the water? Come to where I am. And they say to him, what are you talking about in the water? This is our place of Chiyus. What's going to happen if we go to shore? So the Torah is our place of Chiyus. It's not pshat that it's a law book, you did the law, now you're like everybody else. Every moment you have to be saturated, inculcated with the spirit of Torah, and then your life is filled with content, with value. And every event of life has many explanations, al pi Torah, and alachas kama v'kama, chasana, that only then is a person called an adam after he gets married, and then he has bracha, v'shalom, v'simcha. So, I would like, said the Rebbe Zatzal, to be omeid, b'kitzer, on one inyan in Nisuin, and that's the tochen berachas hachasanim. Why at every chasana do we mention brias? Ha'olam and Briyas Atam Bechava. What does that have to do with the Chasana? Rashi and Ksubis discusses this. Ches, beginning of Amud Aleph. Iran discusses this. Rashi says, brought in the Ran, Seder Brachos Shinistra Liske Sug, Shakobar Lechvodom. Adam's best man, so to speak. Adam Adam Asher Osa Bracha Keva. So Baruch Vodo is that God created man for his honor. And God did a great chesed for Adam that he was his best man. Then he created man. Then he created man and woman. V'hiskin lo mimenu b'nai yad. Ayin sham. This explains the Rebbe that we can explain based on the Mishnah in Sanhedrin. V'fikach nivra Adam yichidi. V'lametcha shekol ha'makayim nefesh achas mi'Yisrael kilukiyim olam malei. Man was created alone to teach you that if you're Mekayim, one person, you save the life of one person, it's as if you save the whole world. And it concludes, and therefore everybody has to say, Bishvili Nivra Olam. Everybody has to have Kavua B'machshava, that he's an Olam Mole. And not only Adam Arishan, who is alone in the world, rather everybody. B'chol Eis u'b'chol Makom. if you take advantage of all of your kochos, then the world is for you. Ein lecha adam shein lo makom, says in Pirkei Avos, Perek Dalet Mishnah Gimel. So we all have our purpose. So we have to feel that the whole world is created just for us, for every Adam. And more than that, even though there are numerous madrigas in Bnei Adam, as far as saving their lives, that's when they're, let's say, drowning in a river. Ramah Yoredeh, Reishon and Beis. If you see Ish V'Isha, Tovim Benar, Ha'ish Kodem, Mishnah and Harius, Taz adds, any sakan of Misa, and the Mishnah that goes through the gradations of who's called them Lahu, and also Linyan HaShavas Aveda. You have Madregas, who precedes who? Ha'ish kodem la'isha l'hachyos l'hashiv Aveda, isha kodemus l'isha l'ksus l'hosi mibes HaShevi, when it comes to buying clothing, redeeming from captivity, a woman precedes a man. And then it says, "Negamara tan rabbanan hayehu v'avi v'rabo b'shevi." Who called him the rabbo? He precedes his rebbe to be redeemed from captivity. Chacham koydim lemelech Yisrael, melech koydim lekoyin gadol. So you see all these gradations, all these madregas, when it comes to saving, when it comes to redeeming. However, there are a number of stiras, and to answer all the stiras, the Rebbe doesn't bring what the stiras are, but he says that there are contradictions, and in order to answer them, we have to say that this is all benogel l'shev al taisa, benogel l'hanitche. In other words, that we take into account chiluke madregas b'bnei adam, that one is before the other, that means that we're not going to be save one. And where they're going to save others, we're doicha the saving of the other one, v'aladei sheva al taisa. We're going to save Reuven at the expense of Shimon. So you're not directly doing anything to Shimon. You're just saving Reuven. So that's all b'inyan sheva al taisa. You're not doing anything to the person who's being nitche. But kumva say, when it comes to actively doing something, there we say, my chazis d'dami d'chsum t'vei. So if they say to a simple Jew, they say to a big tzaddik, a gadol, they say either kill this simple Jew or we'll kill you, he has to die. Because we say, who says your blood is redder? Maybe his blood is redder. So you see the chashivas of every Jew, even the pashut shebepshutim. We say, my chazis, who says that his blood is redder? Maybe your blood is redder. Maybe who says that your blood is redder? Maybe his blood is redder. So b'kum v'aseh, one is not allowed to do anything to harm another Jew. And not only yachid against the yachid, we say that we do anything to save his life, meaning that we're not allowed to actively kill him, even if it means saving someone greater, who we think is greater. We don't say that. We assume that maybe he's greater, even if you have the biggest gadol. But if you have someone else who might not be considered chashev at all, but he still comes first, and the gadol's not allowed to kill him to save his own life, to save the gadol's life. It's not only biyachad v'yachad, but it's even biyachad v'rabim, even an individual against the community, against many. The yachad is not nimser l'misa in order to save the many. Like it says, it's at the end of Parakas of Trumas in the Yerushalmi, that if the Goyim say, give us one of you, one of your Jew people, and otherwise we're going to kill all of them, we're not allowed to give away one person, we're not allowed to say, oh, we're going to give away Reuven to save everybody else. You're not allowed to do that. Unless, according to one opinion, they pointed at him out, and they said, we want this guy. Then they're already pointing him out, and they'll say, okay, then you're allowed to send him and save your lives. But otherwise, you're not allowed to. And some say, And so paskins the Rambam in Yisodei Tor Perek Halacha Hei. He also has to be Chayv Misa, like Sheva ben Bichri, who was married by Malchus Beis David. That's the opinion of Reish Lakish and Yerushalmi. So you see a married to Kazakh, you see that stam to give away a Jew, even to save many, you're not allowed to do. So you're not mitchashev, you don't take into account the different madrigas of Jews. Every Jew has tremendous chashivas. And the Rav Kook, in his Sefer Mishpat Kohen, on page Shin Hei, discusses all of the opinions. So the Lubavitcher Rebbe sent you to Rav Kook. So he has a Shakal of Ataria, and all of the Deos have brought him Sefer Ole Yosef, written by Rav Rivlin, a Talmud of the Alter Rebbe. And after all said and done, we're not even Morakein Lechatchila, meaning even if he's Mechuyev Misa, like Sheva ben Bichri, Lechatchila, you don't tell them, yeah, you're allowed to give him away. Even though here there is a reason of my chazis. What do you mean? Our blood is redder. There's so many people here you can save. 10 people's blood aren't redder than one person. Avada. Better to save 10 than save one and then have the 10 die. So the Kesef Mishnah says that even though there's no reason of my chazis, you still aren't allowed to give anybody away. So you see that in this halacha, we're not, we emphasize the chashivas of every Jew. You're not allowed to actively kill a Jew even to save many. Certainly to save one. And in Pnimius HaTorah, which is Nishmas, the Neshama of Nikla D'Oraisa, that's called Guf, as it says in the Zohar Chadash, Kufnan Beis Amar Aleph. And like the Lashon of Chazal, Gufei Torah. Chazal call it Gufei Torah because the revealed Torah is the Guf of Torah. But Kabbalah is the Neshama of the Torah. You can find something similar there. Based on what it says, Nishar, Jerushe, Atzilus, Bria, Yitzira, Asiya, Boron, Lekutei Torah, Rehe, Chof Zayin, Amar Aleph. And the Pasuk, Banam Atem L'Hashem Elokeichem, that everybody has a Nitzutz of the Borei. And that's in the person's Yechidah, which is the Shorish of his Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, and Chaya. Five parts of a person. The Yechidah is like that deepest part of the person. That's the part of the Nitzot Zeloki. And Mitzat these Nitzotzen, there's no chiluk between the Jewish people. Because Madregas are all Mitzat the Seichel and Midas. And Machshava Dibur Maisa. Mashenke Mitzat Etzim HaNeshama. We're all equal. We all have the Nitzots of the Borei. And even Yochid and Rabin, you can't make Chalukim. Just because when you talk about a Nekudas Hachiyus, the Yiddish Pintel, the spark of the Jew, you can't say that one has more than the other. And he gives an example from the Gemara that Og and a small baby have both the shear of a kosevis that's miyashiv datum. Because it's not measured by the size of the body. Look in Lekutei Sichas Chei Lechavov, page 105. So too, this spark of godliness is not measured by how big the person is. Everybody has it equally. And nevertheless, in Dinei Nefashos, we say Achorei Rabim Lahatos, because that's part of the Dinei Torah, that it's mislabish in the Seichel, and the Seichel there are many Madregas. And you go after the Rabbim. So you want to be Mevar the Metzias of whether or not this person did an Isser or not. So you go with the Rabbim. But when it comes to giving somebody away to be Moiser Nefesh, Yachid, Lemisa, Lahatzilas HaRabbim, there's nothing to talk about. There we're dealing with the nitzatz eloki that everybody has that's equal. So when you want to be mevar something, you follow the rov. But when the nidon, when the discussion, when the focus is on the godly spark of a person, I want to say, should we give him away or shouldn't we give him away? Well, this halacha emphasizes that, accentuates that all Jews are equal on the deepest level. So we want to show in this one halacha the mile of the neshama. A dugma rechoka is that, see in the Gemara, that when you have a city, many people, you have to leave a few houses without an Erev. And that's a hecker. People should remember there's such a thing as Rosh Hasharabim. So you leave a few aside as a hecker. So that's a dugma rechoka for our case. That even after the Torah was mislabish in the Seichel, and their Madregas, and their Chalukah Madregas of Bnei Yisrael, but we have to be Mishayer one halacha to remember that at the end of the day we're all equal. There's that Nitzotz Eloki that we all have that equates us. Of course, on the level of Machshava, Dibur, Maisa, Seichel, Midas, there are many, many Chalukah Madregas. But on the level of the Nitzotz Eloki, we're all the same. We all have that holy, godly spark. And this nitzitz is b'shleimus afilu b'kal shebekalim. Even the lightest person, the lowest person, but it's b'b'chinas sheina. And when it's like sleeping, it's dormant. And when it's nogea to amuna, this nekudas hayadus, this pintal yid, is brought to life. Mida keneged mida, when it's no get, then akudas achius, shakel vitariyah, to be moser l'mis or not, there's no chilik between a gadol and a kot and a yachid and a rabbim, because it's not shaykh here to talk about bittul. So not only mitzad the nitzot, mitzad the spark, the pashit shepet shupim is choshev like the gadol shepet gdoilim, and even like rabbim, but even more, even deeper, that since its nitzotz is always bishleimus, it has such power, it's not shayich to be mevatalit. It's not shayich to be mevatal this nitzotz. And that's the chiluk between Bnei Yisrael and Umas Ha'olam. And specifically, in the present war. And in the present war, there are two shitas. One shita, talking about the Tafshin Dalet, 1944. There's democracy, the rights of the individual. And then it's against Germany, which is fascism, the Shilton Hamalucha. Individuals have no rights. It's all about the man, the kingship. It's all about the government. Uvehem gufa b'milchama anochachis hayachid ein hamalucha akol. So there, mamish mevatel the yachid, and we say fakert. Look at the chashivas of the yachid. We even see sometimes we see chacham is called him lamelech. So sometimes even a melech has to lower himself for Shabbos Aveda. A melech has to lower himself. So we have sometimes, there's no bittul in certain pratim. When they have chashivus, bitolada, if they're made that way, if you have a birya isn't bittul if it's a complete metzias, a complete form, a whole birya is not bittul. Chulim kufamir aleph. In echos and quality, chaticha royal is kabet. You have a chash of a chaticha. Chulim kufamir aleph. It's not bottle. Kamos and quantity, davership and minion. Something that's counted. Not bottle. Davar sheish la matirin is mitzad dechashivas. It's mitzad that instead of eating it be iser, wait a little bit and eat it beheter. So all of that chashivas, that it's not batal, that's all midrabanan. Because min hatorah, they're also batal barov. Min hatorah, what's chashuv in tolada, echus and kamus, and birya, chaticha, or liskabe, the davar shebeminyan. It's all midrabanan. But min hatorah, kavua makomu chashivas amitis. Kol kavua kemechza al mechza dami. It has, it's batal. The only thing that's not batal is kavua. If it's kavua al makomo, then it's not batal. But otherwise, it is batal. So when you talk about chashiva samitis, something that's kavu al makomo, so there it's not shaykh bittel, just like this nitzotz, it's not shaykh bittel. So all of these bittels we were talking about before, of tolad echos and kamos, of chetich v'lias kabeit and tarvish v'minyan and tolad and birya, it's all derabbanan. But midar raisa, they're bittel, except you have chashivas amitis, then you have this kavur. There it's not shaykh to talk about bitul b'chlal, even in the Torah. And this nitzotz also, this spark, it's not shaykh to talk about bitul. And that's why when you have this new house, we say to the young couple, since like b'tchilas b'riyas ha'olam, since just like at b'riyas ha'olam, you're also going to build a world, you should just know Shem Hashem lo yivne bayis shav shakat shomer. If it's not with God, then what are you doing? Shakol baro lechvodo. It's all for the honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then afterwards you say Yotzer Adam. It has to be Yitzira Achas K'tshod Atzmecha Tchila. First make sure that you're doing the right thing, and then Yitzira Beis, then the second Yitzira. Chava, the woman, that she should be an Ezer. She should make the chitim into food, like it says in the Gemara. That's, what's the Ezer? What if a man's going to eat wheat? So the woman makes it into bread. And that's all in Yanei Olam Hazeh. The woman's job is to make it, to prepare it, and to make it better, and develop it. And b'meila, it can be a binyan adayad. That's, you see through the development of Gashmi, it's for the sake of Ruchni, it's for the sake of Akol Baruch Lechvodo. And that's this world. This world is that we're here, and we have to make the most of it. It says in the Gemara that this world is kebehilula, like a wedding, like a chuppah, and in the Orat Torah he explains shenu nasim b'chinas mahalchem. It says that dazlina mineh, we're going from it because we're mahalchem al de'olam hazadavka through this world. Because the neshamas, before they came into the guf, they were b'chinas omdim, and then they were mislabish in the guf, and the nefesh habemis, and now they're mahalchim in the world of asiyah, and that's kebehi lula. That's why this world's like a wedding, because in a wedding, you have a yichud and a holada that's b'chinas ein sof that can be the dori doris. That's the simcha of the chasen, and so too through olam hazeh you could become a mahalich forever. Neshama is bechinas mahalich. Neshama is able to expand and get better. So that's the hesber of these brachas. You see some lamdas, some kabbalah, some musar, So Kedarko, the Rebbe, is mamish mafli in his amkus and his bekiyas. We should be zochem to Hashem that if we haven't built our homes, we should build one. And if we've already built one, we should build it even better. And if we have children, we should help them build it. And always be simcha b'tuv lev of meirov kol, amen v'amen, shalom, shalom, sweetest.